Hi, welcome to episode 237 of Fly Away. We're a group of travel agents from Outlander Travel who get together every week to talk about all things travel. Whether you've been listening for a while or you're just tuning in, we're happy you found us. We truly believe that travel has the power to change the world, and we want to inspire others to come along with us. We chat about destinations, current events, our favorite experiences, and lots more. We'd love to hear your feedback and ideas for topics, so be sure to connect with us on our website, Facebook, or Twitter. My name is Donna, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Elizabeth, Laura, George, and Sandy. Tonight, we want to take you to the islands. Not literally, sorry. That's just not in the budget, even though we have about three listeners. But we want to talk about an all-inclusive brand that we really, really like, and we don't talk about much about it as much so far as on the podcast. That, however, is just about to change because Royalton Resorts is a fairly new chain of properties.
Dominican Republic, Mexico, Jamaica, and also Cuba. But we're not going to really talk about Cuba because I don't believe that our American audience can go there. Our Canadian audience, however, hello, Canadian person listening.
One out of three.
Yeah. So I don't know, but maybe we have one. So I wanted to say hello. Yeah.
I mean, that's a big country, though.
They probably stopped listening as soon as you started talking about Canada. I mean,
there's like five cities.
Anywho. Yeah, so they're kind of all over, which is nice because they're also very consistent. So with these new builds, if you stayed at a room type in one Royalton, then it will be almost exactly the same, you know, probably a little bit different. It'll look a little bit different, but it'll be pretty much the same wherever you go. So you get a nice consistent product if you really like sort of that predictability, knowing what your resort's going to be like.
Same size, different decorness.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Junior suite means the same thing no matter which property you go to, unlike pretty much every other brand out there. Yeah. Where, you know, the same room category could vary by several hundred square feet.
One thing I get excited about is the it's a family friendly resort. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we've been looking for in places like St. Lucia and Grenada. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's exciting.
Well, and you just said Grenada, but I mean, you gave away the big secret.
Did I?
I didn't mention that they're in Grenada. So why don't
Isn't
you just...
Isn't it coming? Yeah. Well, I don't know. When's it opening, do you know?
I can't remember. I don't have the date. I think Antigua opens first, actually.
Yeah. So these are some really great Southern Caribbean islands that don't have a really robust family product of resorts that we've all heard of. Mm-hmm. I guess I should say, I mean, there are resorts down there, but this is nice because it's a name that we can trust. Mm-hmm. And we know, like you were saying, the consistency of the product and you know what you're getting. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
But they also have the besides being family friendly, there's also adult sections. So you can't actually have a little alone time.
Yeah. So George, we were talking before we started, you've toured at least one of these properties, right?
I've toured two. So I've toured Royalton Punta Cana and Royalton Bavaro.
Okay. So both of them on the Dominican Republic. So one of those has the hideaway, the Punta Cana Royalton has a hideaway.
Yep.
Did you get to experience that? Can you tell us a little bit about the separation, whether or not it would really classify? And, you know, you can say no, it's not really an adult only area.
It was. They do have separate areas on the beach, and the building was, from what I can remember, was separate with its own pools. And it seemed like that's where most of the nice swim ups were, was in the hideaway section. I don't remember if there were any specific restaurants that were adult only. I think they're all blended. So while you do have your own building and probably some amenities for dinner and anytime you're eating, you're going to be mixed with the families.
Yes, but if that really bothers you, they have unlimited 24/7 room service. So you could eat in your suite every night if you wanted to.
Or eat a little later because usually families eat earlier.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
In the grill, there's a whole separate check-in area for Hideaway. Mm-hmm. That is, so you're not checking in with a bunch of families with children around you. You're checking in the adult area. It's a separate building.
Yep. I think that's true with the Riviera Maya property as well. I think more and more they are trying to do that to really separate it. And it sort of is billed totally separate. But if you had a group of people, like if you're going to do a wedding, you could have some of your guests stay at Hideaway. And I mean, they do share. It's one property. So there's no problem with, you know, crossing. The kids can't really come to the adult side, but the adults can come to the kids side. So
you can get married on the beach.
Yeah, you could get married on the beach and the children could actually attend. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So this line, it prices really well. for what it is. It's such a high value product, you know, and they use the word luxury. Everybody uses the word luxury. I'm not sure that it's like as high end luxury as, you know, we've talked about Nizook on the podcast before and sandals and some of the other ones that are, you know, ultimate luxury, but they do offer butler services. They have a diamond club.
I think we need to take a field trip, an Outlander field trip. Uh-huh. And
always comes up
and see how luxury this is.
Yeah. If I had the budget, I would take our three listeners. There's fewer of them.
Yeah, let's have a drawing with our three listeners.
Yeah, we lost George as a listener. Now he's on. So maybe we went too.
I have folks who are going to their second, for the second year in a row, they're going to Worldton. And the year before that, they were at one of those, you know, they were at Beaches in the Grill. And they have felt comparable about that, mm-hmm. both the food and the experience, and maybe even a little better for the value of their dollar, how far their dollar went, that mm-hmm. there was enough. Now, their kids have gotten a little older, so they're not using the kids club or teen club as much anymore, but they seem to find plenty to, you know, have plenty to do, mm-hmm. and are really happy with it. In fact, I mentioned to them that St. Lucia, Antigua, and Grenada, you know, are now have them, and that, you know, we might be looking at that for right down the road, and they were happy with that.
Yep. I think those properties are really exciting because they are higher end islands, and to have a property that comes down the price scale a little bit, that makes those islands a little bit more accessible, but still with a high quality product for people who are choosy. And, you know, the facilities are very clean. They have great bedding that they actually brand, and they're called Dream Beds. So they really push that. And they also have reservation-free dining, which is not typical at that price range. Usually there's the one thing that sort of reminds you that you're not at a Sandals or a property like that is they do have the bracelets. So they have different color bracelets depending on what level you're at that designate, you know, what you've paid for and designate you as a guest, and you have to wear that bracelet the whole time. It's like a concert bracelet.
Yeah, they did that at
Yeah. I mean, a lot of resorts do that. It's kind of unusual to not have that.
So make sure you book into the Diamond Club.
Well, you still have a bracelet.
Yeah, I know, but like you want that
bracelet. Yes, you want the nice bracelet.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what my clients love most about is the Diamond Club.
Yeah.
They love not having to, it's one of their big things, you know, sometimes we kind of laugh about, you know, someone tells you they want something and then they tell you something that seems relatively small, but is a big deal to them. And one of the things that always seems to be an issue for folks, and, you know, I'm guessing you guys experience it too, but they talk about how they have to fight for chairs around a pool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And they love being in Diamond Club and not having to do that. Mm-hmm. And they loved having the butler on the beach, mm-hmm. you know, and they could have their lunch brought out to them and their drinks brought out to them and just stay in those, either, you know, their palapa, their lounger, all right out on that beach and just be as happy as they could be. So
now with Royalton and Bavaro, they're also related to the Grand Memories Splash location that's just up the beach. So if you stayed as Diamond Club, you got complimentary shuttle and complimentary access to the water park.
That's a big plus.
Pretty nice. It was. Yeah. If you didn't, I think it was $25 to get in. So with a family, it could add up in a hurry.
So, and the Punta Cana location, since we went back to Dominican Republic, that is a casino. Did you get to walk through that at all?
No. Okay. I don't remember seeing that.
Yeah, that's, and my question was really about how big it was, because that's something that draws people to Dominican Republic, and there's only a few that have sort of on-site casinos, but apparently Punta Cana has one. Hmm. So I was curious how big it is. I'm sure it's not Hard Rock big, but it's probably.
Yeah, now that I'm remembering this, I had someone stay there a couple years ago, but I don't. When she came back, that wasn't what we talked about.
Yeah,
we talked about her boyfriend's. They did like a birthday package.
Oh, nice.
So it had like streamers on the door and special dinner and that kind of stuff.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Were they Diamond Club?
I can't remember. I think they might have been. But it was an extra add-on package. And you can go on their website and you can see those. There's special like anniversary or birthday packages you can add in advance that give you some perks like that.
Yeah. So the butler service, Laura, can you talk a little bit more about that and like what the butlers did for them? Because we just had our rep here and he was talking about how they aren't exclusively yours waiting on you hand and foot, but they still offer a lot of services that you would expect from a butler.
Yeah, the things that they really enjoyed is the ability to get drinks and snacks and stuff like that out on the beach, brought to them out on the beach, so they didn't have to go to it. And I think from any of the restaurants out on the beach. So they like really fell in love with their fish tacos. And he knew they liked their fish tacos. And you know, he knew kind of when they would want lunch, and he would just bring them on out. And they love that, you know, he got that they were hot, that they were ready, that they didn't have to call and then wait and go back and forth. And he also knew that they had fallen in love with like mangoes and guava or something. And he would bring that out to them really nice and cold. That he made reservations for them, mm-hmm. where they're, or made sure, it wasn't as much reservations, but he kind of made sure that there was a larger group, that there would be a table ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, I was going to comment on that, because that's something that's listed for the butler service menu. And it's like, but they also boast reservation free dining. But it's a matter of making, you know, with reservation free dining, you have to make sure there's a table there. And especially if you have a larger group, you know, eight people, it's not going to be 8 million of those tables. So right. They'll make sure that it's ready for you and pretty much when you want it to be. So it's a reservation, but it's totally on your call.
Yeah, and I remember going to a ledger. Go ahead.
It's a doodle in the side of the ledger.
Yeah.
Well, and that when they said they were ready for dinner, he could call and see if they were really, really busy. Mm-hmm. And he say, you know, go, why don't you grab a drink for 30 minutes and there'll be a table ready for you by then. You know, I think that, you know, it's just something small that kind of can make all the difference in the world. Instead of going down there, it's not ready, you got to wait. And you got to go back to the bar, then, you know, mm-hmm. So it's just that convenience for them. And I remember going to a presentation on Royalton actually a couple of years ago up here. It was with a tour provider that eventually, a supplier that we used that eventually kind of folded into another supplier. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about him. And the guy then was mentioning that one of the calling cards of Royalton's was going to be their steaks. That their beef, they fly in their, they have like a custom provider for their beef, and that's what they wanted to be known for. And I haven't mentioned that as much to people who've gone, but the feedback I've gotten from both the folks is how much they like the steak restaurant, and that they went back to that again. So
it is a Canadian company, so I'm sure that it's Canadian beef that they're bringing in. And and actually, I just, before we recorded, watched the video for the brand new Cancun Suite. What is it called? The Royalton Suites Cancun, which is actually in the hotel zone. And a friend of mine just went and toured it. I was posting pictures. It's absolutely gorgeous. But their video was like steak again and again. I mean, like, it was pictures of this like juicy steak. So obviously they are at least subliminally, they didn't talk about it. There was no words in the whole thing, but they must have shown that steak.
Yeah, and what's, I think it's called a tomahawk steak or something that has that big long bone and then like mm-hmm. 4-inch ribeye at the end of it or something. He said that was kind of like a special order for like weddings and special occasions, but that they would do that kind of thing and that the beef would be incredible. And it was one thing I remembered from that presentation. You guys know me, I'm not like a big steak eater, but
You're making me hungry.
I just had a friend group go, all in their late 20s, early 30s. And I talked to each one of them when they came back. And they, five of them said, you know, I said, well, did you have a favorite place? And they liked the buffets. Mm-hmm. You know, they all talked about how there was good variety on the buffets. How they really liked the buffet, especially at lunchtime, because, you know, there are some people in their group who like to eat really healthy and some people who like to just have burgers and fries. And one person, they said, ate off the children's area.
There's always one.
Yeah, always.
Chicken fingers and something, chocolate milk.
Yep. Yeah, I think it's really good for girls groups. I sent a girls group to the Riviera Maya property, and actually it was for the lead guest. It was her 30th birthday, and she went with a couple girlfriends down there. And when they came back, she said, we want to go someplace else different next time. We want a different island. We loved it, you know, but we want a different. So I threw out a few islands. Her first choice was Aruba, but it wasn't pricing for her. So I threw out St. Lucia. And we showed her the Royalton, and she was like, that's perfect. So it was just, it's like, you know, we know the resort, but we get to go to another beautiful island. So
yeah,
Yeah. And it's not the exact same resort. It's not like a cookie cutter, you know, we take the same floor plan and plop it down. They definitely, you know, it's different, different.
Yeah. But it is a good, you know, it's not a inexpensive vacation, you know, so there is something nice when you're going to another country about having just a little bit of like, oh, I know this, mm-hmm. you know, it's going to be okay. I know what this will be like, and this will be like, and this will be like, and that gives me some comfort in, you know, in spending this amount of money and going to this new place. So,
yep. Something that I really like as a workaholic is they have free resort Wi-Fi, which is not always common. It's getting more and more common, but they also praise it for being very strong, where you can actually get a signal on the beach and work. I look forward to testing that out alone. I'm not taking you guys, but you know, I'd be curious how good it really is. But I've been told by several people that it really is a strong signal. And then the other thing I love is that because they're a North American company, they make sure that sporting events are on. So if you want to go away Super Bowl weekend, but your spouse really wants to make sure that they see the game, then
yeah, you're not just stuck watching soccer.
Yeah, yeah, and begging for them to change to your team, and they're going to pay attention to who's there. And I imagine they also, you know, hockey, baseball, football, any North American sport that you want to watch, they're going to have
basketball.
Yeah, basketball.
Yeah. So.
And it looks like the Antigua property is going to have overwater bungalows.
Yes, and they look gorgeous. They do too. Yeah. So everybody's jumping on that wagon, but yeah. And I'll be curious to see the price point on them, because Royalton is generally pricing a little bit. I'm sure it's not going to be a cheap, cheap getaway, but no. It might price better than a little bit lower than some of its competition.
Yeah.
And the water there in Antigua, I mean, that's a great place to have an over the water bungalow, no doubt about it.
Yeah. Awesome. Let me see what else we got here.
So George, from walking around in Punta Cana and the properties there, do you have some reflections on the properties, like some general gut feelings about them?
So the last one I went to was Bavaro, and it was very nice. It was your traditional wide open lobby with lots of sea breezes and plants and what you'd expect when you go to the Caribbean. And then the whole lobby is sort of a half moon shape. And in the middle is this gigantic circle. And that's where they set up for all their entertainment. All the bands set up on this big concrete circle in the middle. So anybody can sit around the whole outside. It's all covered. And you can watch the entertainment and not worrying about getting wet if it happens to rain. And then what they did was really smart, because they knew they were going to be fairly loud being bands outside. They put a good 100 yards between that section and where the buildings start. So you really have this long walk over this marsh grass before you start to get to the buildings. And then the buildings run as it's typical in Punta Cana. They're all perpendicular to the ocean. So they run down the length with the Diamond Club rooms closest to the water. One thing they have there that most other resorts don't have is they really have a real lazy river. It's brand new.
Oh. They have,
yes. And there's actually a grotto. So as you're coming around back to the beginning, you can paddle off into the grotto and there's a swim up bar there. So you can fill up on your drink and push back out in the current and go around again. So that was pretty nice. And they have a flow rider, which is really kind of cool for a resort. We're pretty typically see those on ships, but I haven't seen too many in resorts until now.
Yeah. Beaches has them, but that's the only other one that I know of.
Moon Palace has it.
Okay.
Yep.
So that Bavaro, is that the one that hooks up to Memories, or is it?
No, this is the new one. It's down south. It's right next to the Majestic Resorts.
Okay.
So it's still on the Atlantic side. So you still have the great beaches, and then, you know, the surf can be calm. It can be rough. You don't really know, but the beaches up that end, I should say, are pretty nice.
But you have a lazy river. So why do you need
But you have exactly. a lazy river.
with a pool bar. Yeah. That is important.
I mean, we all know what the fish do in the
They have the squirt guns around the outside so the kids can run up and grab the squirt gun and squirt the people floating by.
You just ruined it.
Sorry, Sandy.
Yeah, I was going to say, Sandy says that you ruined it, but she would be right there with the squirt gun.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I'm the one with the squirt gun.
It's totally okay. Fun.
Yeah.
So can you describe the rooms a little bit as far as how spacious they are and the privacy of the bathroom?
I can't actually. The day I was there, they were completely full. So they didn't even have a room to show me.
So then walking around the resort when it was completely full, was it super busy?
I was surprised that it was completely full. The lobby was pretty busy. I was there a little before noon, if I remember right. The lobby was busy with people looking for excursions. They had quite a few excursion desks from a few different tour companies offering their products. So the lobby was hopping. But once you got outside that, walking around the resort, it wasn't too bad between the lobby and once you got down toward the end of the building, that's where the two or three big pools were. And the pool area started to get a little busy, but walking around the resort, I would have been surprised that they told me it was completely full. Couldn't tell.
Do you have any idea what kind of entertainment they have at night?
No. Other than I believe they have the usual shows that kind of rotate through the different properties, but yeah. I didn't see any signs that I can remember of anything specific that was playing, but they do have an actual theater on top of that one show stage in the middle of the lobby. So they have a couple of different options that you may want to go to.
I mean, I would be in bed by 9 o'clock.
Let's not even pretend.
It's for my potential client.
And that is the thing about touring these resorts is we go for like an hour and you get an impression, but it's not always the same. So
yeah.
Laura, did your guests talk about entertainment at all?
Yeah, they said it was, you know, they had everything from folks who were kind of in their upper 50s to 14-year-olds, and they would all go to the entertainment at night and enjoy it, you know, and have a drink or, you know, just hang out together. And she said the kids would stay, you know, that, you know, for at least some of them, the kids would just kind of hang out with them and enjoy the music. Sometimes it was jazz. Sometimes it was, you know, like Mexican, you know, like
salsa music
stuff. You know, sometimes it was, you know, interactive, you know, like dancing and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. We should probably throw in the spa too, because they talked a lot about the hydrotherapy.
Yeah.
Which is my thing now.
Is it?
Well, I mean, like, I want to try all the hydrotherapies. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So again, additional cost, but.
Yeah. Well, but if you're doing a spa treatment, it's included. So you just go early and do that. And then,
well, and he was saying that they actually encourage you to come early, right?
Because it takes like an hour.
Because they actually have a program where they guide you through it.
It's hot, cold.
Yeah. And that to me is a sign too of a higher end spa is, you know, some places boast hydrotherapy, but then they sort of just set you loose and you can sort of decide what to do. And you know what I do? I go straight to the hottest water there is and I sit in it and boil like a lobster and I don't even want to touch the cold water. But they take you through the circuit where, you know, where you actually get the benefit of the hot and the cold and the salt and the fresh and all that.
Yeah. And they have like the faucet things that beat down on your shoulders so you can get massage and stuff.
And one of the things I've noticed is a lot of the tour suppliers that we actually use for the Royalton also, a lot of times they have a lot of resort coupon deals. And so you can actually go try some of those and use some of those resort coupons to do some of those things. Mm-hmm.
Yep, for a discount. Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, I love some discounts.
Well, it's true. And I mean, it can be very motivational to try it if you're not sure to get that.
Yeah, at the Negril one, they had a white party.
Okay.
I was trying to remember what my kind of my younger set did. It was six guys and two girls. Five guys and three girls. Five guys and three girls, because one was a couple. Five guys and three girls, and all somewhere between 27 and 32, 33-ish. And I asked, did anything not go the way they expected? And they said, well, we read the memo wrong and dressed up for the white party on the wrong night.
Awkward.
They said, but we made the best of it. And you know, and that one of the clubs they went to or something that saw them came in and like did an honorary white party just for them.
Yeah, that's fun. And I think, so we should talk a little bit. There are a couple of other brands that Royalton has. So Royalton is sort of your catch-all. I mean, like, there's some nightlife, there's some festivities, but then it's also, it can be low key. You can be in bed by 9 o'clock and not feel like you've missed anything. But then they also have chic resorts, which are a little bit more party. Yep.
Yeah. Young yep. party. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you don't have to be young to go there, but you definitely need to be up for a party.
To be young at heart.
Yeah. You need to be up for a party. So a little bit more lively. And actually, I think a couple of our agents have stayed at a chic resort. And
that's when they had the foam party, right?
Yeah. Foam parties. Yes. Yeah.
Although there was a foam party at El Dorado Seaside Suites too. I think, you know, a lot of places do it, but, yep. You know, but that is sort of a Hard Rock kind of thing. Like that's sort of where they, you know, that's sort of it's sort of a rock and roll kind of thing to do. And then speaking of that, they also have Planet Hollywood resorts. There's one actually in Costa Rica. So kind of along the line of a Hard Rock, but a different brand, but the same sort of idea with the memorabilia and the, sort of rock and roll feel to it.
Cool feel. Yeah.
Yeah. So to a little bit, I won't say higher energy because I think you can have plenty of energy at Royalton. And Royalton actually, you know, back to that, has a fit program. They call it Royalton Fit. And they make sure that there's programs at every resort, including, you know, yoga mats and cycles and things like that. So if you are of a mind to be physically fit, not me, but
you want to work out on vacation.
Yeah, if you want to actually exercise on vacation, then this would be a good brand for you as well.
Yeah. Going back to Chic, they have one thing there that's really cool that I haven't seen anywhere else. It's called the Chic Mansion. And it literally is a separate building. I believe it's 6 bedrooms, and you rent out the whole thing.
Oh,
and you,
it's a private villa.
It is, has its own private pool, private hot tub. For every 3-night stay, they'll send a personal chef out to cook dinner in the kitchen in the mansion. And it's pretty cool. If you have a large
and there you have
group,
your own butlers.
See, there's like butler. 12 of us. We yeah. can each, you know, room together and we would all fit.
Yeah.
You totally do it.
All right. If we're pooling, if you expect me to pay for it, it's not happening.
But which part of that did you not hear when she said alone?
Yeah. I just want a room to myself, but yeah. So you can sleep on the couch.
You should sleep in the hammock outside.
Oh, my agents love me so much. So did you get to tour the mansion?
No, there were people staying in it the one time I was there. So apparently it's pretty popular because I did have somebody else ask about it and I looked and there was no availability. So I think it's one of those things, if you're interested, you need to book it far in advance.
That's cool too, because then you also get the benefit of a resort being yep. attached to a resort.
Yep.
Yeah. Talk about something that makes it a great like bridesmaid thing or girlfriend getaway or big, you know, celebration. I was going to say something like 50th wedding anniversary, but that may not be the best.
Not a chic, no. Yeah. There are other. I mean, well, I guess it depends on who you are, but there are other resorts in the Caribbean that have private villas attached to them. But yeah, I think for a girlfriend's trip, sorority get together, you know, with old college friends
or some couples,
or even a family reunion, assuming you like your family enough to want to stay with them. That could be, you know, if you have a small group going, that could be a nice, you know,
College graduation, mm-hmm. you know, gift kind of thing.
Yep. And Chic is Chic adult only? Oops.
Yes.
Yeah, that's yes. what I thought. Yeah. Chic yep. is adult only. So college graduation, not high school graduation. So,
yeah.
So yeah, lots of choices. And that's another thing that I love about this is there are some properties, some, you know, brands that we like to sell, but they tend to only be focused in one place, one island or one. So they're sort of spread out all over the Caribbean.
I like that they're going to like some of the islands that need yes. some family properties.
Yep.
Yeah. I can tell you that the resorts tend to be spread out. You're mm-hmm. going to do some walk, not bad, but you're going to do some walking. And
I was going to ask George too, with the one that you were talking about where you had to walk through the marshy lands, was it accessible? Could somebody who was in a wheelchair or with a walker or anything navigate that resort?
Yeah, from what I remember, I mean, it was all flat and the one place where you went over any kind of marsh had bridges. So, yeah, I don't see a wheelchair or anything like that would be an issue at all.
The pathways were wide enough and everything.
Oh, yeah, they were huge. And being a brand new resort, I'm sure they probably took some of that into account.
So Laura, do you think that's true with some of the other ones as well? Have you looked into that?
I've looked into it some. It just with the family that I was looking for, it was a little too spread out for that person to be independent and not be exhausted. But that's, you know, that's okay. That's okay. It's just, you know, for families that have a child in a wheelchair who's not doing the wheeling, I think it'd be fine. I think it'd be fine. But for someone who may be doing the wheeling and may, as part of kind of what's going on in their life, have fatigue easily, it probably wouldn't be my first choice unless I could maybe get them in Diamond Club and know that they were near to the pool, near to the beach. And, you know, one of the things that my folks who are repeating liked is that they kind of got to know like how the resort was laid out and what to look for. So they could look on the map and see where some of the restaurants they like were and make decisions about, I'd like to be down near this area kind of thing, because that's where the restaurants that we like are near. And it won't mean that we have to, you know, go all the way around. So I think, you know, that's another part of staying in multiple places. You kind of get to know that.
Yeah. I wonder too, if the Royalton Suites, because it's in the hotel zone, its footprint is probably a little bit more confined. And just looking at it, it's more of a high rise. So I wonder if that might be a better choice too for anybody who's a little bit challenged in those areas. So, that actually, you know, looking at the pictures, they use a lot of that beachfront access that they have to put restaurants. And so you're dining with this beautiful view of the ocean and the beach. And the hotel zone in Mexico actually, you know, as crowded as it is, as far as lots of hotels in a small area, the beaches there are really quite beautiful, and the ocean there is really quite lovely as well. So it can be a good option for a beach lover.
I just like the pools. I have to remember to go.
Beach. I'm with you on that. But yeah, me too. I am a professional, so I evaluate the beaches when I can. So
yeah, there's always someone.
I like the beach. I like being in the ocean water. I want to go in the ocean water.
Yeah, no, I want to be near the beach. I love hearing the beach. I like seeing the ocean, but
I like the ocean when it's completely flat.
It's like a pool.
And I don't want to see anything swimming.
Like a pool. I like the ocean when it's a pool. That lazy river with a pool bar. George, I think you just sold that to me. I had no intention of going to the Dominican Republic anytime too soon, but that may...
I can't tell you how many times I've looked just browsing for a 3 or 4 day to find out how much would it be to stay there if I could get some really cheap air to go down and just hang out there for a few days and experience it. Because I, as you know, it's great to walk through them and they look good and sometimes they might give you some food, but just staying there for a couple of days is really just a different experience.
Yeah, like
walk in the lazy river and not come out. Is that what you're saying, George?
Yeah.
Plus, I'm wondering if you could get a nice discount by just sleeping in the lazy river.
Just keep floating. On a float.
Yeah. I'll just sleep
with there. A cocktail.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't need a cocktail 24 hours, but, you know, I could take a, I don't know, 8 hour break.
I'm sure they close the doors.
Yeah.
But I do think there is a good reason to time how long it takes to go around the lazy river and get back to the pool bar to see how often you could refill that drink going around.
You just have to learn how to time your drinking to time out that way. I'm sure with enough practice, I can figure it out.
I give it one loop.
Yeah, I know. At this point, I should be halfway done. I got to slow down a little bit. I'm a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to run out of drink.
Okay. Well, that's our show for this week. We want to thank you for hanging out with us. We would love for you to share your life-changing travel moments with us on our Facebook page. You can find us on Facebook as Fly Away or from the podcast page on OutlanderTravel.com. Please be sure to subscribe to us and leave us a review in iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, because we'd love to hear from you. So on behalf of Elizabeth, Laura, Sandy, George, and myself, Donna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.